Hey, I want to tell you about a new mini course that I have. It's called the 5-Minute Shift. One of the most frequent questions that I get from people on social media and clients is, how do I stop feeling anxious? How do I stop feeling upset? How do I stop feeling angry at my spouse? How do I stop feeling a certain way and get to something that feels better? This mini course is to answer that question. It's a 30-minute video. You get a cheat sheet and the slides, plus a Q&A and a why this works video. But really all you need is the 30-minute video, the how-to. It's a process I use every single day, multiple times a day. I have clients who use it and have experienced huge changes in their life. And if you practice this method over and over again, I promise you'll be able to shift any emotion in around 90 seconds to about 5 minutes. So if you're somebody who feels like you get stuck in emotions, you stew in emotions, you spiral in them, and you really wish that you could get out of them and it didn't involve scrolling or eating or shopping or any of that, this is for you. It's $29. There's a link in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Millennial Midlife, the podcast for high-achieving millennial women who've checked all of the boxes, career, family, success, or whatever your boxes are, but still feel burned out, overwhelmed, and wondering, is this all there is? I'm Cecilia, and I help high-achieving women finally feel calm, happy, and at peace by working with their brain and nervous system, not against it, so that they can start feeling like themselves again. If you're done with people-pleasing, perfectionism, and pushing through, and ready for a new way of being, one that feels grounded, calm, and aligned, you're in the right place. Let's shift from burnout to alignment, from doing it all to doing what matters, and feel good while doing it. One thing that I am genuinely proud of is how supportive I am of myself now. This was not always true. I used to parent myself with force and with pressure and with a lot of internal criticism disguised as motivation and willpower. I believed that if I was hard enough on myself, I'd finally become who I was supposed to be. And I know that that story resonates with so many people here. And then slowly that stopped working, or it felt too uncomfortable. Not because I became lazy, but because something in me changed. Years ago, I started a metta meditation, which is a loving kindness meditation practice. And once I did that, it was like I lost the ability to be cruel to myself, kind of like the way I also lost the ability to walk fast after I lived in India for a while. My body just almost cannot walk fast anymore. Suddenly, I couldn't force myself the way I used to. I couldn't be mean to myself or talk to myself in the way that I had before and I had for years. This initially caused a little bit of panic because I thought, what's going to happen? But on the other side of it, I got to give myself so many things that I've never given myself before. The two most important are freedom and love. So freedom to explore, freedom to wander, freedom to not know, loving myself even in that liminal space of not knowing where I was going. This freedom helped me take some pretty big turns in my life. Before this, I'd already left geology after, and that was done through some force. But I walked away from a master's in accounting program. I followed lots of different paths before I got to coaching, including teaching cooking classes, which was lovely and still makes me smile. Eventually, I found my way to coaching. And for a while, I've been meandering within coaching. So coaching, I knew was right. I love coaching. I love teaching. I love talking about this. But within coaching, I've been meandering, and you've probably felt that too, right? So I know what I love. I know mindset paired with nervous system work is like crucial for me. I love teaching. I love tapping into metaphysics and quantum physics within this space. I love explaining complex things very simply so that people can implement them. But I was still looking for my place and my framework and the idea that really felt like home that could name it. So here's the honest part. I don't think I'm meant to do small, quiet work. I think I'm meant for books, for big audiences, for a real body of work, maybe even a movement. And this is coming from a place of recognition rather than ego. And that sort of recognition or that coming into that place has finally landed. So I am letting go of millennial midlife, not because I don't think it's a worthwhile mission or worthwhile show to have. I hope somebody else gets this big idea. There's nothing wrong with it. But because it belongs to a different version of me or even a different version. And I am stepping into a new podcast and a new body of work, not one that's radically different in terms of what it's built on, but one that's built around a single clear idea. It's what happens after insight, what happens when self-help stops working, and what actually creates change in our lives. The next chapter is called Life After Insight. And I hope that you'll follow along there if it's of interest to you. But I want to thank you for being here. I want you to thank you for your messages, your emails, your notes, for walking with me and staying with me as I figured all of this out in real time. I appreciate it so much. I hope that I'll see you on the side with more clarity, more depth, and a steadier voice. As always, thank you for being you. Thank you for being here. And I will see you over there. If this episode resonated with you, chances are you're not the only one. We women have been following so many of the same invisible rules, and sometimes all it takes is hearing someone else say it out loud to feel less alone and feel like something else is possible. So if a friend, a sister, or a coworker came to mind while you were listening, would you share this episode with her? It's such a simple way to remind women in your life that they don't have to do midlife or even life alone. And if you'd like to help even more women find millennial midlife, leaving a quick review on Apple Podcasts or rating on Spotify makes a huge difference. It only takes a minute and it means the world to me. And of course, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. We're just getting started.